What a great feeling. My hat's off to Wisconsin. Why are they good? They'll make a lot of noise. You know, when you're part of something that's really special, and that's this league, when you accomplish something like this, you really appreciate it. You don't take it for granted. This league's very, very good. To come here and have three games that were all a little bit different, and then to have the confetti fall at the end, I couldn't be prouder of these guys. And I'm glad they get to experience that feeling and hoist that trophy. And we talk about it a lot. We don't take this tournament for granted, and we're coming here to win and play. And I thought the game was as good a college basketball game as you want to see. Ebbs and flows. You know, we just happened to make a few plays down the stretch to pull away.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. The Drive would say in Piper, no pipes today. You just heard him, though. He is going to get a little rest as he just returned from Minneapolis, Illinois, being crowned the Big Ten Tournament champions. He will then set off tomorrow for Omaha and round one and hopefully two of the NCAA tournament.
Let's set him right back off to Boston after that.
Exactly.
And then a trip to Phoenix.
I say we don't see pipes for 3 weeks.
Let's do it.
Are you okay with that?
I am totally fine.
And you know me, I'm not a big fan of work anymore, but I will totally take that one for the team and work every day if Derek Piper is out and about scouring the country for this Illinois team. Let's dream for a second. Just dream with me for a second. Two games in Omaha, two games in Boston. And then where is the Final Four? Phoenix. Okay. So you'd be going west, then you'd be going east, then you'd be going west. And Illinois would be fine with all of that travel as we go along. You heard from Brad Underwood there. Talked about winning the Big Ten championship. Don't get me wrong, Wisconsin playing good basketball right now as well. But, Kyle, I want to ask you this. We're going to hear more from Brad Underwood in this hour, as well as Coleman Hawkins and Marcus DeMass, two guys that obviously showed up well for Illinois this weekend. I'll ask you this. How much confidence do you have in the Big Ten? You see that Purdue's a one seed. I've got a lot of confidence in that squad doing damage. And Illinois is a three seed. I've got confidence in them making second, you know, at least the second weekend. Everybody else, do you feel like it's first weekend and done?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. In fact, in my initial bracket, I have the other four teams all losing their first game.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So.
Okay.
The answer to your question is I have no confidence in the Big Ten other than Purdue and Illinois. Now, I think all these teams are capable.
Yeah.
You'll look up and Michigan State will somehow be in the Sweet 16 again. Can that please not happen this year?
Isn't a North Carolina Michigan State
that'll happen,
and
then
doesn't that just
under
seem normal?
Four timeout, Michigan State's up two somehow. After they've been bad all season.
You just nailed it right
Nebraska
there.
Nebraska is red hot.
Be fun.
They could beat A&M for sure, even though I picked against them originally. Houston, it's just...
I know, they're not getting
I don't
past
think
Houston.
They're beating them. Northwestern, again, I think they could beat FAU.
That's
they're
a
not
bad
beating
matchup
UConn.
For them.
I agree with that. I think that's a tough matchup off the bat. And then even if they get past that, I think, especially with how injured they are, I'd be surprised if they really even pushed UConn all that hard with how banged up they are.
I'm with you.
And then Wisconsin, I agree with you and Pipes that they do look different. I was impressed by how they played in the Big Ten tournament. Obviously, you beat Purdue.
Storr's really taken over.
And Storr's been great. Hepburn was outstanding against Illinois. But I think that James Madison team is kind of one of the, you know, Cinderella teams that I've circled. I think that's actually going to be a pretty good game. And then Duke, I don't know. It's a talented team. I'd be surprised if Wisconsin does a whole lot either.
Yeah.
So
that's
I think it does really come down to the two teams that have kind of separated themselves in the Big Ten this year in Purdue and Illinois. I do think Purdue, pretty solid path to at least get to an Elite Eight in my eyes. And Illinois, I think they should be a second weekend team as well.
All right, U of I Lightning League text line 816 said, I definitely agree with you about the early Thursday draw. When I saw they were playing Thursday and then announced a 2:10, it irritated me due to the late Sunday game that we played in the short turnaround. I mean, that's just a fact. That is not a very good move by the committee to, if in a way you're supposed to reward a team that earned its way to a three seed, and then you stick them as one of the first games Thursday and a 2:10 Central game. By the way, Thursday, we will not have the show Thursday. We will be on every other day this week, hopefully all of next week, unless there's another time issue with the game. But let's be honest, you guys are going to be watching the game and not listening to Kyle and I. And honestly, Kyle and I want to watch the game too.
Yes.
Let me start all that
we
over.
We appreciate if you
honestly,
would allow
Lon
us to
and
watch
Kyle
the game.
Want to watch the game, and then yeah, and you guys aren't going to be listening to us anyway, or maybe you would while the game's going on. I have no idea, but you're sick if that's the case. No, I'm kidding. So we will not be on Thursday for that show. I in my mind did kind of factor in a little bit of a what if we did a post-game show right after that, did something of that nature, or even the fact of more of a preview show and just come on earlier. But the problem is life gets in the way. I've got to work all day at my office and can't just take off and come do a preview show at noon. And then also Andrew's got a game that day after the game, so I don't want to miss that to be doing a post-game show. I apologize to everybody for being selfish in that regard. 860, if you want to support the Illini, get to Omaha. Just check tickets in Boston. They're already $400 each. That's for the game tickets, not the flights. Those make Taylor Swift concert tickets look cheap. That's Will in Connecticut. So, yeah, the Omaha. What's Omaha? About 8-hour drive? I did it one time.
I think I looked it up last night. It's 7.5 from Champaign.
I remember driving it when I was pretty young for a wedding, but that was like your age. Actually, I was a little bit older, but Wade, I believe Illinois goes at least 3-0, but they need a quick start and punch Morehead State hard, because the longer it's a game, the more they will feel they can play with you. On that, I did look today, like, how did Morehead State get the name of their city? I was like, how did that happen?
I'd love to know the answer.
Colonel John Hargis founded the city after purchasing land in the area. The city was named after James T. Morehead, a politician who served as governor of Kentucky from 1834 to 1836. Didn't really have a long run. Rowan County came into existence in May of 1856, so seceding from parts of Morgan County and Fleming County. So there you go. That's how they got their name, in case you know, anybody's out there wondering, how did that work? Zach on the U of I Line and Lake text line, my positive spin on the draw is we seem to play to our competition. I love that line. I think we'll really get up for the games like we did this past weekend. Also, with BYU shooting a lot of threes, we're going to get long rebounds and runouts in transition, another great point, which is our strength. So that is Zach from Palm Beach. Wait, Zach, you're down in Palm Beach? You've never said that before.
Lon's going to be freaking
your
place.
Yeah, no doubt. What the heck, Zach? You're just now throwing this out here? Maybe he's on vacation. Maybe Zach's on vacation in Palm Beach. Let's see. 651, don't play Illinois unless you're ready to score 90. Boy, that is the truth when it comes to this team. Randy said, Kyle, the committee has Iowa State as the last two seed. I disagree with the committee.
I mean, I think they probably have a better resume than the seed they got. I just, from a matchup perspective for this Illinois team of the two seeds, I don't hate having to see Iowa State. That's what I was trying to say.
Do you know, and there's so many variables that I don't think this is correct, but essentially UConn as the number one overall seed should get the worst two, the worst
that
three,
is
the
what
worst
Iowa
four.
State was in the committee's eyes. They were the number 8 overall seed.
So Illinois is the worst three.
Yes, Illinois was 12th overall.
Even though the gentleman that was the talking head for the committee basically said, after what UConn picks their spot, which is essentially Boston, then, well, no, not Boston. Where do they play first? I forget. Are they in D.C. or something?
It is Brooklyn.
Oh, that's right, Brooklyn. So after they choose Brooklyn, and obviously that path that leads through Boston to get to Phoenix, then they kind of go from there and make it a little bit more of geographical. So that kind of weighs in to things. Bill says the most annoying thing, and then the annoying thing is when somebody texts in and it shoots it all up, and then I lose where I'm at. That's a little bit annoying. Let's see. The most annoying thing heard out of Illinois fans, other than whining about Chicago, is that it's unfair for Illinois to have to beat good teams. That's how this whole thing works. You have to beat good teams. That doesn't mean you have to be in the hardest bracket, Bill. I mean, let's be honest, right? I mean, you don't have to fall into the hardest bracket. And again, more so than Illinois, UConn should have the beef about the East region being as good as it is. If you're UConn, and I know they won the national title last year, I know they're a load this year, I know they're going to come out and tell you, well, we're not going to worry about that, we're going to play the team in front of us. But if you'd have to be sitting there going, hold on a second, we're the number one seed, the number one seed, and then you're going to give us the toughest bracket by far.
Mm-hmm.
So in that regard, yeah, I mean, I get it. And certainly when for Illinois fans, I mean, then the second thing, I mean, the problem is you can make an argument for everything after Morehead State.
Right.
You can make the argument that BYU is actually a five seed, the top they five are. Seed, and got dropped to six because they can't play on Sunday. The Mormons don't agree with basketball on Sunday, I guess. And then secondly, Iowa State was arguably a possible one seed for a while, and they get the two seed. So, you know, there's different things at play there than just the idea that people just are just whining about who they're playing. 217 thinks Northwestern's going to win that game. Is it Nichols or Nicholson?
Nicholson.
I just think that's going to kill them.
Especially because FAU's got Golden, really good big man. Yes. I think they could play through him a little bit.
FAU lives at that rim, man.
Yep.
And Northwestern, they've got good players. Don't get me wrong. We all know what Boo is. That would help to have Ty. But certainly Barnheiser, Langborn, some of those guys don't necessarily live at the rim. And I think that's where the athleticism of FAU, I think that's going to cause a problem. But maybe Northwestern can get that done. Big Def said, Illini with the length, strength, athleticism, and depth to shut BYU down at the perimeter and run them off the court in transition, and then ground. Oh, I had to move. And then ground and pound them into submission with some doses and Dane. Can you talk about Ty and Dane this weekend?
They were both fantastic.
I mean,
you're not even winning a Big Ten title. You're not past Friday without Dane Danger and him coming in there. And he was the only guy other than Terrence Shannon for most of that night, and Ty as well, that really gave you any type of offense, any type of energy in that game. And he was huge down the stretch. Had like three and ones. Ty all weekend long, I think he had
15, he double-doubled against Nebraska.
I think he had 15 offensive rebounds across the three games.
And that block yesterday was huge against Wisconsin. They just, it's almost like they settled into a role.
Yep.
And I know someone asked earlier if Dane's playing well, should he have been playing more this year? I think there were times where I felt like he was Brad's whipping boy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he would just, every time he'd get in, it would be like he would do something wrong immediately, and then Brad would have the short leash and say, get over here, I'm going to yell at you for 5 minutes and tell you why you did everything wrong and why you're not going to play for another half. And Dane is talented. He does things on the court that are very, that's old school, right? What do you have, like 5 and 1s over the weekend?
Yes.
And I know the and one didn't always work out, well, but at least he got to the line and made the bucket. But he has some Georgie game to him with his footwork. Dane is the guy, you know how you can automatically see if somebody traveled? It's just an instinct, right? Where you're like, whoop, he traveled. Dane can move 18 feet in the lane. I know the lane isn't 18 feet, but just roll with me here to prove the point. And use the same pivot foot. I don't understand how he does it, because I don't think he travels. Now, he did once. I believe they got him once for doing it. Excuse me. Had a pecan go down the wrong. But it's amazing how he can get so many places. He uses the pump fake well. He uses both hands well. He ran the court on the one that Coleman got him. That was a big bucket.
He's always done that.
He really has. And then Ty Rogers just kind of figured out his role and got into it and made some tough shots at the rim. And then, like you said, rebounding like a monster. Somebody had asked me earlier if I thought he was kind of similar to a it was on Twitter, similar to Dennis Rodman. Now, Dennis Rodman's the best pure rebounder in the history of the game, I think, that isn't 7'2" or whatever. But I don't know if I'm ready to compare him to him yet, but really good and to get that done. All right, some other on the U of I Atlanta Link text line. Muhammad listener, I'll be in Florida Wednesday through Saturday. Might be on a plane for Saturday game. Might be better for my health. That's funny you bring that up. Thursday's game. Now, keep in mind, the game against, I was able to watch the Wisconsin game, the championship. The Saturday game against Nebraska, I was working the gate of an AAU youth tournament game. Friday, the opening game against Ohio State, I was in eighth grade state volleyball match in Morton. Thursday, Andrew's got to play at 4:30, so I'm hoping I can catch most of the game Thursday. And then Saturday morning, and I knew this would happen, Saturday morning I'm emceeing the Illinois Football Coaches Hall of Fame banquet at the I Hotel that starts at noon.
Maybe they'll give Illinois the night game Saturday.
I don't think they do, though, do they?
The times are a little bit random, though. It's not necessarily like you play early Thursday, you have to play the first game
Saturday. Oh, I thought that was always how it worked. Now, the advantage there is you're playing BYU as a West Coast team.
Because I remember, like, I think Illinois played Friday, Sunday back in 2022 when they played Chattanooga and then Houston. Mm-hmm. They played at night against Chattanooga Friday night, and first game Sunday. So I think it kind of is just a mixed bag.
Do you remember the Drexel? Because they were the first game against Loyola.
That's right. I think they were during the day
an afternoon game against Drexel. And by the way, I'm very honored to be emceeing that event. So excited to get a chance to meet a lot of Hall of Fame coaches. But certainly the committee didn't check with Lon on his plans this weekend. So there's a chance that four out of the last five games, or essentially four out of five Illinois games, I'm not going to be able to watch live. And I don't know if I could put AirPod. I'm not sure I should put that in while, you know, I'm introducing the Hall of Fame coaches. Like, this
you
got to
get one of those, like, earpieces that they use on, like, the hidden camera TV shows where you can't even tell that anyone has anything in their ear.
It's like an FBI agent or something. That's a good point. Can you imagine? I'm like, this next coach is from Downers Grove. And, oh, Shannon just hit a three. That's huge. Sorry, where was I at? Downers Grove, Tom Smith. All right, Ben from Illini Nation. Thank you guys for doing what you do. We can't stew in our love and torturous relationship with all our Illini squads without you. Ben, are you thanking me or Illini Nation? I think you're thanking Illini Nation. Ben's a great guy. And I agree with him 100%. Brian and Mattoon, I like that. Whitman needs to get on that selection committee. Let's go. 6'5", Ty was an utter beast on the glass, and he can get to the rim anytime he wants. Just got to finish strong. So there you go. Randy thinks Ty can become Sergio. I know Derek asked me about that, Sergio McClain, about 3 months or 3 weeks ago or maybe a month ago he asked me that question. So there you go. 331, I appreciate the Downers Grove shout-out.
That's like 5 minutes from where I live.
Oh, is it really? I don't know where that came from. That was literally just out of the blue. I don't know that I've ever been to Downers Grove. In fact, I'm pretty – is that near Lombard?
It's in the vicinity,
my brother lived in Lombard for 2 years and worked. So don't you be sitting there saying, I doubt you have. I'm a traveler, Kyle. Oh, wait, no, I always go south. I always go south.
That's what I was going to say.
I've done my part. I've cruised the state of Illinois a few times. That's funny. Bill said he just got back from Tempe, however you say it, baseball. Went to Zip Sports Grill. First bar I ever went to on Mill Avenue when Lucas went to Arizona State. First bar I ever went to was Zip Sports Grill. Good food, by the way. Loco Patron had the big buckets of Bud Light back in the day. And the Pedal House. How do you know? I just happened to be at all those locations, Bill. And no, you did not. You did okay. You did not blow the opportunity. That is well done. Although Mill Avenue, you got to take your wallet when you go there. So look out for that. I didn't know this. There's a U of I alumni bar in Downers Grove called Orange and Brew. So if you're up in that area, does your dad ever go over to Downers Grove to Orange and Brew, Kyle? Or
I don't think so.
Or is that one of those where I don't live in Downers Grove, so I'm not going there? Are good sports up there, I assume?
What's that?
Good sports in Downers Grove?
Well.
Yeah, probably.
I'm trying to remember when.
They're south, they were north. Okay. Are there like, are there four directions?
Yeah, north and south are the two main ones that were in my high school's conference, and they were okay.
What is your conference called? And then I'm moving on.
It's the West Suburban.
Oh, yeah.
Silver Conference
is
or something.
York in that one?
Yep.
Okay. Always a good running school, York, it seemed like. That or their one year they had really good runners, and now I've just called them good running school. All right, you heard a little bit from Brad Underwood. When we come back, you'll hear more from Brad. Also, Coleman and Marcus, Big Ten tournament champions for the Fighting Illini. All week now, we're going to discuss the Illinois path in the NCAA tournament. We'll try to get you some guests. Luke Goody is supposed to join us tomorrow. I'll be excited to talk to him. He was going to join us today, and Brad Underwood called a team meeting, so that didn't work out. Pipes will join us again on Wednesday around 4:30, and also Friday, we hope, around 4:30. Hopefully, we'll be talking about a win over Morehead State and then previewing a game against either Duquesne or BYU. I think Duquesne might win that game. If BYU's not making shots, what are they, the Cougars?
Yeah. It does really come down to BYU can go 2-for-30 and they're done. Or they shot 14-30 against UCF in the Big 12 tournament, won by 20. So
that's one of those where it gives me headaches to this day. If something happens in that Duquesne game and Illinois ends up playing Duquesne, do not take that for granted. Because I remember being in Charlotte when Illinois lost to Tennessee Chattanooga, the 14 seed, after they had upset, I believe, Tubby Smith in Georgia in the first game. And to this day, Tennessee Chattanooga players said that they heard after they had beaten Georgia, and this was right before Illinois' game, they heard the Illini players chanting Sweet 16. And then UT Chattanooga went out and beat us. So, yeah, that's one more, 217. I couldn't stand the pressure of watching the tournament games live. I wanted the boys to be able to hang a banner for us to remember. So I listened to Luke Combs on the radio. High school beer never broke my heart like sports teams. Check the near end of the game. Yeah, I tell you what, there's something for that to where you just almost want to get to an age where you can just wait to see how the game turned out and then watch it or not. You know, it's one of those. So. Yeah, Luke Combs. What's the song about buying the lottery ticket and everything?
Don't be asking me country music.
Oh, that's
questions.
Right. You wouldn't know that. You don't really don't you know that? You don't know that song if you played it. We'll play it.
I probably would.
I bet you'd know that one. We'll play it when we get back. All right, can you hit the Busey? Let's do it. Taxes can be taxing. Rethink tax time with Busey. By the way, the deadline, Tuesday, April 16. So that's going to be here before you know it. Busey Associates, they're here to help with expert advice, innovative products and services. Avoid costly penalties. Keep money in your pocket by, there's a few things, organizing your records, that's important, filing electronically. And how about contributing to retirement accounts by April 16th? Throw some money in an annuity. Get a little credit for that. The typical taxpayer receives nearly $3,000 back. You got to make the most of that refund and don't just go buy a bunch of beer. You got to pay down bad debt. How about credit cards? Huh? We hate those. Private student loans, we don't really like those either. It's a good way to use that money. Building savings, retirement, investment accounts are very important in establishing or restoring an emergency fund. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of their many convenient locations to get started today to help with the taxes. And get started on your maximum refund. That's Busey, member. I'm a member. FDIC.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries. It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
At Pards in Urbana, the boots just keep on coming. They're known for their huge collection of men's cowboy boots, women's cowgirl boots, kids' boots, and even shoes. If you're searching for top footwear brands, look no further than Pards. They carry a wide variety, including Ariat, Dan Post, Smoky Mountain, Roper, Double H, and more. And if socks or accessories are what you need, they've got all your high-quality essentials. Since 1968, Pards has been serving their customers with high-quality merchandise. And if you haven't been to Pards in a while, a lot has changed. Go check them out just off University Avenue in Urbana.
Celebrate the Big Ten champion Fighting Illini during March Madness at Pia's. Watch all the NCAA tournament action on Pia's multiple flat screens. Enjoy specials on buckets of beer with your choice of Coors Light, Miller Lite, or Dos Equis. Pia's, home of the Slugger Burger, will be serving up all your favorite ballgame food. Don't forget the famous fish sandwich, available every Friday 11 to 7 p.m., and the Big Tito's Bloody Mary for all those early games. See you at Pia's. Go Illini.
You've changed thousands of diapers, played hours of peekaboo and duck duck goose because you'd do anything for your kids. That's why it's so important to protect them with life insurance from State Farm. State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw will help make it easy and affordable to help you protect your family no matter what the future holds. Because for the people you do anything for, life insurance could mean everything. Call State Farm agent Kurt Lenshaw in Champaign-Urbana today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Good vibe.
And I'm Luke Goody from your men's basketball team. Steve, I have a question.
Shoot!
We've talked about Sony, but I know you have LG and Samsung too. Aren't they all kind of the same?
Ah, that's a tough one. Samsung is famous for their bright, colorful picture and the frame TV.
They look like art, right? What about LG?
Okay, Sony invented OLED, but LG perfected OLED manufacturing. That efficiency makes LG the number one selling OLED TV in the country, and their build quality is excellent.
Yeah, they're really flat too. So, why Sony?
Sony makes movies, cameras, monitors. Accurate image is crucial. Colors, skin tones, contrast, motion handling are just some of what Sony does better. Sony buys panels from Samsung and LG and improves them with their own video processing.
Wait, a Sony might have an LG screen?
Yeah, or even Samsung. You've heard how a great coach can take your team and beat his?
I get it. Sony can use other guys' parts and still make a winning product?
All to get that red hair just the right shade and no blur on the swish.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Hi, I'm Tyler Weaver, president of Carpet Weaver's Flooring and Furniture Gallery. Take a look around your home. Is it finally ready for some much-needed updates? If you don't know where to start, then just meet with one of our experts. We'll help you find the perfect waterproof plank floor for your kitchen or that stain-resistant, super-soft carpet for your bedroom. Finish your room update with a custom sofa and chairs, or choose a trendy in-stock dining set that's priced right. Come home to Carpet Weavers, where floors, furniture, and family meet.
Bet like the pros with the world's largest sports book right at your fingertips. Circus Sports is now available in Illinois. Hi, I'm Derek Stevens. I've been a lifelong sports bettor, and I'm the owner of Circus Sports. We're excited that the Circus Sports app is now ready for action. Experience big app bets with high betting limits, tight money line splits, and more. Now you can download, fund, and bet like a pro from anywhere in Illinois. Download your new bookie today at circusports.com. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
Accumulation, preservation, generation. At Busey Bank, these are the principles we use to build meaningful financial partnerships with our clients and their families. With sound advice and vast resources, partner with Busey for a personalized approach to your legacy. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Brad, what encouraged you most about how your team played this weekend heading into the NCAA tournament?
Resiliency, toughness, fight. It was a little bit different every night. I love that. It was a great defensive second half yesterday. The one yesterday, I thought today it was swings and emotion and really, really good offense. And, you know, you shoot 62% today in the second half. I thought that, we got through kind of the first game, maybe a little nervousness and a little sloppy, but you're going to have some of those. And, I just love our resiliency today.
Question right here in the second row. Go ahead. Well,
three double-digit deficits in 3 days, Brad. What'd you learn about your basketball team this weekend?
Well, I didn't like it, but I think it's a long game. I think there was no panic. I thought we stayed the course. I thought today one of the biggest things was, you know, we made a switch and we went really big, playing Dane. And I thought that impacted put Coleman on store, which he did a terrific job on. But I think it's just the variety of ways that we think we can play and have to play. And like I said, it was kind of a little bit all over the place that in terms of our who did it and how we did it.
Right here. Yeah. Brad, looking forward to next week. How do you balance when you're preparing in general between a cautionary tale of learning from some of the relatively early exits in the last few years and just saying, you know, those are in the past and moving forward and not worried about
them? Yeah, there's very few guys that know anything about the past. They're living in the moment. We didn't talk 1 second about coming to the Big Ten tournament and getting beat last year in the first round. Every team has its own identity. This team's no different. We'll dive into Morehead State here in about an hour, and as soon as we get on that plane and we'll prepare for the postseason. The regular season is over in the Big Ten, and thank goodness we don't have to see another Big Ten team for a while. But we got to go prepare, and we'll put a bow on this with the ability to carry the trophy in the oven practice facility.
Second row, Coach, I'm sure you've seen the photo. It was viral last night, you in the tub with all the players. Can you walk us through that photo and also just how comfortable you feel with these guys right now? You get on them during the game, then you able to have those kind of moments after.
Well, I was really impressed. I didn't know I looked that good with my shirt off. I actually cold tub every day. We're fortunate we've got one in our practice facility, and so I'm a big fan. But a few of the guys called me out the first day and had to go in and really show them that even though I'm a little older than them, I'm still pretty tough, because none of them can go dunk all the way under and hold their breath for 10 seconds while I can. So I had to show them that the old man's got a little toughness to him.
Question in the third row.
Brad, I'm jumping ahead, but you haven't been to the Sweet 16. Illinois hasn't since 05. Everybody's, you know, going to be burning for it. And I want to know how much you, you know, really burn for that check that off.
It's not about checking a box. I came here to win a national championship. If you think that's all I'm trying to get to, we've had unfortunate draws. I think we've had some tough draws. You get beat. I think every program has had those moments where you get upset. You maybe don't play as well. You know, we had the year with Trent with pink eye, Jacob Grandison out, an injury. I think we're going in a place where as healthy as we've been, and we're playing well. So this team doesn't know anything about any of that. I'm here to try to win a national championship, and Illinois is that type of program. And I tell Josh Whitman, our athletic director, Chancellor Jones, that every time I see him, we are here to win a national championship. And if those goals ever change, then I probably don't need to be your ball coach anymore. And in the meantime, that's our goal, not just get out of the first weekend. It's to keep moving on.
Question right here.
Coach, obviously, Terrence and Marcus are your go-to guys offensively. We saw some major bench production offensively this week from Dane and Luke and some others. Just how important is it going to be for those guys coming off the bench to produce moving forward in the tournament, even with Terrence and Marcus still doing their thing?
Yeah, it's a nice, you know, Coleman didn't have a great tournament offensively, but, you know, he's a guy that had 30, you know, a few games ago. You know, I thought Ty Rogers had an unbelievable tournament. He got in some foul trouble today. Quincy had an unbelievable tournament. I think we've got a lot of weapons, and, you know, Justin Harmon's been a consistent double figure scorer. I thought Draven Gibbs gave us something today. So, I like this group. I like the fact that, you can push some buttons and play some different lineups and have a little, have the ability to be different if we need to be. So I feel good about that.
We have time for three quick questions right here in the second row.
Coach, you mentioned being different. Now, this roster is built with a lot of positional flexibility and guys who can switch a lot on screens and switch defensively. How do you think that helps you prepare and be ready for success at the next level?
Yeah, we have our base foundation. You know, we made a change in the second half tonight where we did start switching. You know, for a lot of the game, we wanted to try to keep Terrence on AJ. And then Chucky got going and we made a switch and put TJ on him, slid Coleman over. So that helps. We went to a lot of five-way switching late. That gives us some adversity or some flexibility, I should say. And, but yet it, you know, we have the ability to keep a really good defender. Yesterday's a great example, keeping Ty on Casey. TJ on KSA most of the game. So I like our diversity on that side.
Follow up right here in the front.
Brad, how do you reflect on cutting nets in the Big Ten 3 out of 4 years?
Special. I feel good. I mean, it is so many people, and it's, you know, I say this, coaches win games, administrators win championships, and that's a fact. Come look at our facilities, and it's not about what we do in a moment or what we do in a, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of years. Say it all the time. It's the best league in the country. Best coaches who have become great, great friends, throughout. We compete like hell for 40 minutes and yet we all get along. Great players. And to be able to do that, you know, in my opinion, it's pretty special. I like the fact that I think that's where Illinois basketball should be. And it's nice to get it there and keep it there. And a lot of hard work, a lot of people behind it, a lot of good players, a lot of great coaches, a lot of administrators and support staff.
Final question, third row.
Probably best this is last. I'd appreciate an answer. Terrence Shannon Jr., I think 102 points in 3 days, hottest player on the planet, but he's not at the podium after. He's not available in the locker room. As you go forward, the games get bigger, the stage, and if he keeps playing like this, I would assume it's going to become, you know, even more of a complaint from the media. Or are you concerned at all about where this is could head? Are you okay with it? To what extent can you kind of speak for Illinois?
I'm great. Again, I'm the basketball coach, and a lot of this stuff was put in play by our university, the courts, I'm not going to consume myself with it. I've got a locker room full of players that you know. I said when he was suspended, I was going to coach the guys in the locker room. He's in the locker room. I'm going to coach him, and it's a very serious matter. He's got representation, you know, that locker room is so strong that whatever, how hot he gets, we knew he was hot. He's a good player. He was hot before it happened. It will be handled accordingly and with great sensitivity and respect to everybody.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
Norm Miller here, chairman of Interstate Batteries. You know, without batteries, life would be pretty lifeless. That's why Interstate All Battery Centers carry them in every size, shape, and style so you can drive, drill, call, film, or do whatever it is you want to do. Stop in today. They've got the power to keep you going. Interstate All Battery Center. Outrageously dependable.
Interstate All Battery Center. You'll find them outrageously dependable just over Interstate 74 at 2504 North Mattis Avenue in Champaign, with batteries for most every application in stock.
You've heard about the doggy bag, right? From Bulldog Disposal Muhammad, a 6-cubic yard canvas bag that can be used for easy cleanup instead of a big dumpster. The one-time use bag is now available and you can save the delivery charge. Get the doggy bag at Do It Best Hardware in Champaign at 107 West Springfield. So fill up the bag, call Bulldog Disposal, have it disposed of, and you'll be organized. Go to bulldoggybag.com for all the details. That's bulldoggybag.com.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Important voter alert. The radical left is coming after your voice in Springfield, Adam Niemer, with more than $300,000. It's the same group that tried to kick President Trump off the ballot. The same extremists funding Adam's opponent's campaign are the same ones indoctrinating our classrooms with an extreme woke agenda. On March 19th, reject their puppet candidate. Fill in the bubble next to the write-in line and write in Adam Niemer for state representative. Once again, fill in the bubble and write in Adam Niemerg.
Paid for by the committee to elect Adam Niemerg.
Since 1917, Clay Dooley Tire and Auto has been committed to helping you drive with confidence. Firestone tires can make all the difference on the road. Plus, take advantage of the road-ready financing options. Get the tires and services you need now and pay over time. Clay Dooley Tire and Auto, just off Neal Street. Call 217-352-4286.
Clay.
We all have a mission in life, something that drives us to explore, to grow, to love. And when we discover it, we're made whole. At OSF Healthcare, we want you to be the best you possible. We're here for you on your schedule to make your life just a little bit easier. Whatever your mission is, we're here to support it. Your life, our mission. Learn more at osfhealthcare.org/mission.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at kelseyfurniture.com. That's kelseyfurniture.com.
What it is, Ponce de Leon. All right, hey, it's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. You heard from Brad Underwood.
Also going to the podium after Illinois won the Big Ten tournament was Coleman Hawkins and Marcus Damask, a couple of guys that had some nice efforts, nice weekend there in Minneapolis. Damask, of course, a guy that had never won a championship in college, so a big thing for him. And, of course, Coleman Hawkins has been here for all of the three Big Ten championships, two tournaments and one regular season, so certainly he's had a huge effect on this team. Here are the guys, Hawkins and Damask.
Coleman feels like he's playing some of your best basketball right now. How do you guys feel? What do you think you show going to yourselves and everybody else going into the NCAA tournament?
I feel good right now. I feel like I still could have played better this tournament, shooting the ball. I feel like we made some crucial adjustments in all the games we played, and that's what won us these games, and that's what it's going to come down to in March. So, you know, just staying ready for whatever opponent we have next, and staying dialed into those details and being ready to make adjustments on the fly whenever we need to, because, you know, we only got one shot now, you know, and if we lose, we go home. So just staying dialed in and staying attention to details is what's going to take to win. So
next question, middle, second row.
Marcus, you come here for 1 year. You get one chance to kind of do all this. What's this mean to you to get this moment in Minneapolis and have all the confetti falling?
Yeah, it means everything. You know, my college career, I haven't gotten a ring yet. So to come here and get the ring, you know, this is the conversations, the visions I had with Coach during the recruiting process, and we came here and got the job done.
Right here in the front row. Go ahead.
So for Marcus, you struggled shooting the ball the first couple of days. Not so today. Just finally getting adjusted to the ball or the court or shooting back rounds, or what was the difference today?
You know, it's just basketball. You know, people have off nights. You know, Steph Curry has off nights. And when I have an off night, I just remind myself that, you know, Steph, the greatest shooter ever, has off nights. So, you know, it's just on to the next play, next possession, next game, and you just keep playing with confidence.
Next question, second row.
Coleman, what are your immediate thoughts in being able to bookend your career with your freshman year winning this title and then your senior year being able to do the same thing?
It's great because, you know, I feel like these last 4 years we haven't been labeled as the best team in the Big Ten, but at the end of the day, after every year, we always end up being the best team in the Big Ten. So it means a lot, despite of what people may say. We put a lot of time and effort into trying our best to win, and it means a lot, especially staying here for 4 years and getting this job done tonight. Feels really special. It means more when you stick around and do something for 4 years and you're familiar with everybody on the staff and all the changes that have happened. You know, you've seen so many changes. It just means more. So I'm super proud of everybody.
Question here in the front.
Hi, Maya Flacky with Gopher Hole. Coleman, I saw you signing autographs of the fans. How important is that to you to take time to talk to fans?
Yeah, that's really important to me because, you know, they spent their time, their money to come out here and come support us. And, you know, I've always been that little kid and wanting to get an autograph from college or NBA players. And I just don't want to be the guy to blow them off. So, obviously, it was a timely thing, and obviously, if I had more time, I would have stayed out there and interacted with more fans, but that definitely means a lot to me.
Question in the back.
Coleman, Coach always talks about this team being the most connected team that he coached. From you being here for so long, what is the thing that makes you the proudest of this team?
Say that again, the last part.
Proudest of this team.
I'm sorry.
Proudest of the team.
I think the thing that makes me proud is I feel like there's just a difference. Like Klezmet hit two big tough threes and nobody hung their head. We came down and we scored the ball and then we ended up getting stops. And I feel like sometimes in my career, there's been moments where those threes would have just destroyed everything and we would have lost that game because we weren't connected. But tonight we saw the end result. You saw nobody hung their head. We kept playing. You know, we made some mistakes, but we were able to keep playing, and ultimately we played hard and we're able to get a win. So nobody's quit on anybody. I'm super proud of all the adversity we've gone through, whether it's from Marcus in the summer with his hamstring, me all year with my knee, Quincy's wrist all year. Off the court things, we've all stuck together and we've done a really good job of just being together. So
two final questions for his student athletes here in the front and then the second row.
Marcus, what encourages you most about how you guys played this week? Is it coming back from the deficits? Is it a certain way you played? What do you think it was?
Yeah, I would say just our fight. You know, there were a lot of times where it would have been really easy to fold and just, you know, kind of pack it up and accept defeat. But, you know, every time out, we just had the same message that we weren't going home, we weren't losing this game, and we just came together every single time. So I think just our ability to push through stuff that, you know, we didn't have planned, we didn't want to get down 10, but, you know, our ability to just keep fighting.
Last question, second row.
Colvin, this is for you. Wisconsin counterpunched as well as any team you guys played against in the tournament. What did you see that was different from them, and how did you guys overcome their ability to rally against you guys?
It's funny because I told the guys in the locker room after we beat them in Wisconsin, I said, I wonder why Chucky Hepburn isn't so aggressive. I feel like he's one of the best players in our league. I felt like the first game he wasn't that aggressive, but tonight we saw him be a little bit more aggressive, coming off those ball screens, choking his motor, getting to his spots, passing the ball well. And I think if he plays the way he plays tonight and all tournament, really, you know, toughening out through that leg injury I think he had. But I think when he's aggressive, I feel like they're a really good team. And I think that was the biggest thing tonight, his aggressiveness. For sure. And Stephen Crowell was in the game. He was in foul trouble when we played them up in Madison. And so he's a big piece for them as well. So
there you go. Marcus DeMass, Coleman Hawkins. Coleman, we were laughing. He's almost passive aggressive.
That was such a Coleman quote.
Like, I don't know why he didn't play more. Locker room.
Why wasn't Chucky Hepburn more aggressive?
That's such a Coleman walking away from a fight that'll never happen again, and he got the last laugh, and then he's going to say something about it. Like, he's like ripping Greg Gard, or he's ripping Chucky Hepburn for that. Your college in Omaha, and then Wednesday they'll have a chance to shoot at the arena, probably do a practice somewhere else, and then meet with the media. And then, of course, Thursday, here we go. Let's get it tipped and get things rolling. Well, we'll do more of a broader look at the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, tomorrow. We got to go through the bracket.
Let's go through the bracket. Let's do that tomorrow. That'll be fun. So Kyle and I will do that. Kyle, great job today, my friend.
Of course.
Of course.
Appreciate it.
Of course, although you didn't know the All-Big Ten tournament team. Like, you hit your peak.
Yeah. It's all rare. Downhill. It's rare that I get stumped on.
It's all downhill from here. It's crazy. All right, everybody, have a great night. Congrats to Illinois, a 3-seed and Big Ten tournament champion. That was awesome. We'll see you tomorrow. It is The Drive.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.